Hello?
From the National Opinion Service, I am conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. So let me ask you, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet blog, or television station?
No.
Thank you. And are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race?
I'm black and white and Indian and whatever you want to call me. That's what I am.
I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote? Are the chances 50-50 or will you probably not vote?
I'm going to vote.
Definitely vote?
Definitely.
What is your age?
74.
Thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
10.
And what makes you feel that way about your motivation to vote?
I don't want Donald Trump.
Just a moment. Okay, let me continue. Thank you for your time. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Thank you. Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a very strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
And do you approve or disapprove the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Say what now?
Do you approve or disapprove the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I approve the way he's handling everything.
Strongly or somewhat approve?
Strongly approve.
Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I'm very satisfied.
And we'll just say economic conditions in the country are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Getting better.
Now, I'd like to read to you what some others have said they believe are threats to the African-American community. Which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threats to the African-American community right now? You can choose two options. I will read a couple for you. Cuts to the social safety net like Social Security, rising crime and violence, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism, 3, lack of equality education opportunities, stagnant wages and rising costs, the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms, a lack of greater economic opportunity and jobs in your community, Donald Trump getting elected president again. You can select two options.
The Supreme Court and Donald Trump.
Thank you. And now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And 50 means that you do not feel warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. The first is, in general, the Project 2025.
Do I view it favorably or unfavorably? Is that what you're asking?
You can rate from 0 to 100. Your opinion.
My opinion, I don't like them, so I guess it would be 0.
Okay. Next, Donald Trump.
0.
Next, Democrats in Congress in general.
About 75%.
Next, Republicans in Congress in general.
0.
Next, Kamala Harris.
75%.
Next, Joe Biden.
100%, I'd say. I like him very well.
Next, J.D. Vance.
I don't know him well enough to like him or dislike him, so I would just say zero.
Okay. Next, Cornel West.
Zero.
And finally, Hakeem Jeffries.
About 75%.
Okay, let me continue. Thank you for your time. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, and Independent Cornel West, for whom would you vote? If you're undecided, please say so.
Kamala Harris.
And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Donald Trump and what he's doing? Yes, a lot. Yes, some. Only a little or nothing at all?
Yes, a lot.
And has what you read, seen, or heard recently about Donald Trump made you more or less favorable towards him?
Less favorable.
Somewhat less or much less?
Much less.
And from these that you read, seen, or heard, that makes you feel less favorable towards Donald Trump. Can you please give a little explanation?
Well, he is not for the people. He is against democracy. He wants to be a king. He wants to take away our Social Security. He wants to have us learning what he wants to learn in school. It's nothing about Donald Trump that I like, period. He's not said or done anything to help this country.
Okay, thank you very much for your opinion. And now I'm going to read a few statements that some people have made about Kamala Harris. Please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means the statement is a very convincing reason to vote for Kamala Harris for president. 5 means it is a somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means that it's not at all convincing reason to support her for president. You may use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is, Donald Trump says he will repeal Obamacare, removing protections for pre-existing conditions and eliminating health insurance for millions of Americans. Kamala Harris understands how working families struggle to cover the cost of health care. As Vice President, Harris led a successful campaign to lower maternal death rates, helped reduce the price of insulin to $35 for millions of Americans, and helped pass rules to keep millions of Americans on affordable health insurance without being discriminated against because of pre-existing conditions. From 0 to 10.
10 men that I'm more favorable to vote for her?
Yes, very convincing.
Very convincing.
Okay, the next one is, in November, we have a simple choice. Kamala Harris, the prosecutor, versus Donald Trump, the convicted felon. Kamala Harris served the people as a young assistant district attorney, working her way up to Attorney General of California. She stood up for abused women and put sex predators in prison. Trump has had dozens of sexual misconduct accusations and found guilty of sexual assault. Harris represented middle-class homeowners against abusive big banks, and she won. Trump was taken to court for housing discrimination. Harris was being taken down criminals like Trump her entire career. And with our support, she will do it again in November to save our democracy. From 0 to 10.
10.
Okay, we're almost done. This November, we have the historic opportunity to vote for change. We have the chance to vote for Kamala Harris as not just the first woman to be president, but also the black woman to hold the highest office in the country. But Harris is more than just history, and this election is about more than just her background. Voting for Harris gives us a chance to take our country in a new direction and give voice to a new generation that's fighting for change and racial justice. From 0 to 10.
I'll give her a 10, but the only reason that I'm giving her a 10, But I don't like the way you're wording, including race, like voting for a person because of their race or because they're female. I vote for the person because I feel they're qualified and not based on race or gender.
Okay. I understand. It's just the paragraph that I have, so I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. And the last one is, Kamala Harris is focused on bringing down cost and making life more affordable for working families and seniors by lowering the cost of prescription drugs and stopping surprise medical billing. She will crack down on price gouging by big corporations and on the junk fees that companies mysteriously add on. We have to elect someone who has planned to make our lives affordable again so that we can get ahead from 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. Now, let me ask you again. If the election for president were held today and the candidates were Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, and Independent Cornel West, for whom would you vote?
Kamala Harris.
And let me ask you again, what we have talked a little more about elections, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote.
10.
How often do you receive information about the world and politics from social media? Very often, often, not often, or not at all?
Not at all.
Okay, switching gears a little bit. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Associate degree, and that's like, what, 14 years?
Okay, thank you. Are you currently married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced? Thank you. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
I have a grandson who is 18. I'm not 18. He's 20. Will be 26, his birthday.
Okay. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
I would say I'm a moderate Democrat.
And how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever or never?
About twice a month.
And thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any or none of your neighbors are white?
None of them are white. No, I'll say, Benny, there are more whites here than there are blacks, right? In this neighborhood? Yes, about 75% are white.
So more than half?
More than half, yes.
Okay. And how would you describe the area where you live, as urban, suburban, or rural?
Well, we're not in the city, so what's that, the suburbs?
Yeah. And were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States?
No.
Were one or more of your parents born outside the United States?
No.
Were you born outside of the United States?
No.
Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Okay. Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very, very much for your time and for your participation. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Goodbye.